A 60-year-old motor mechanic who was thrown over the handlebars of a motorcycle he had just serviced and was test riding on a dirt road, has been awarded more than $1 million for a serious brain injury that resulted from the farm bike accident. Adrian Antor conducted the repairs for friend Edward Valks, who occupied the farm property near Gunnedah in October 2017. Unknown to the mechanic, a metal disc from a disused plough had been placed on the road for use as a jump by Valks' children on their bicycles. As the front wheel passed over it at about 30 km per hour, the rear side of the disc stood up and lodged between the mudguard and the rear wheel, locking the wheel and stopping the motorbike in an instant. Antor, who had not been wearing a helmet, was treated initially at Tamworth Base Hospital before being air ambulanced to a John Hunter Hospital in Newcastle. He was transferred back to Tamworth Base Hospital 2 weeks later, where he remained for rehabilitation until the end of November 2017. The diagnosis was that of an extremely severe traumatic brain injury with high probability of ongoing cognitive and behavioral impairments. Its severity was a product of the absence of any head protection. By the time his claim for injury compensation came before Justice Michael Elkame in the New South Wales Supreme Court, Valks had filed no defence to it, indicating that he was not insured for the consequences of the accident. Samuel Smith, complex injury expert. Brain injury, CPRS, spinal injury, compartment syndrome, orthopaedic injuries, lower limb injuries, ER treatment. Contact us. Neuropsychologist Donald Rowe gave evidence that Antor was suffering a post-traumatic stress disorder and major depression contributed to by the extent of his ongoing pain. In Dr. Rowe's view, Antor would never work again and was at permanent risk of developing post-traumatic seizures and epilepsy. Neurosurgeon Professor Michael Fernside assessed his injuries at 40% whole person impairment, with the judge noted that the mechanic had gone from a self-sufficient working man to a person in daily pain. Because Valks had not responded to the claim, contributory negligence by reason of the mechanic not wearing a helmet was not alleged. Thus, the court was not in a position to apportion any responsibility, which would ordinarily have been in the order of 25% to 50% to Antor himself. The judge allowed non-economic loss at 50% of a most extreme case, the figure contended for by Antor, but would have allowed up to 60% had a higher figure been asked for. That percentage translated to $352,500 in general damages. While the claim for past gratuitous domestic assistance was rejected because it did not clear the threshold, future domestic and care assistance was allowed at $405,000. Together with loss of income, past and future, of $217,000, total damages came in at $1.038 million. It remains to be seen if any of that can be collected from the uninsured defendant. Antor v. Valks, 2023, NSWSC 310 Elkame AJ, the 30th of March 2023 Reid case.